Welcome to the 70th episode of I Wrote This News. Today is Thursday, March 17th, 2022. Grab your shalali, here comes some news. Story number one, and maybe we can do a bake sale, too. President Joe Biden is confronting a daily deluge of pressure from lawmakers on Capitol Hill to do more and act faster to help Ukraine as Russian President Vladimir Putin intensifies his bloody attacks across the country. Although supporters point to Biden's success in coordinating the response by multiple Western nations, at a minimum it gives the appearance that Biden is leading from the cutting edge of the middle of the pack. Senator Jim Risch, the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said, "Everything Congress has asked to do, the administration has originally said no." He also noted that later on, the U.S. agrees to whatever was proposed once U.S. allies do it. Calls to accelerate the pace and substance of U.S. aid are likely to only grow louder after members of Congress heard fresh pleas for assistance directly from one man who is hunkered down in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky delivered a rare wartime speech to Congress less than 2 weeks after the Ukrainian leader held a virtual meeting with U.S. lawmakers. He used the address, as he has in speeches to other friendly governments, to make an impassioned appeal yet again to the U.S. for more help, including for certain kinds of military assistance that the Biden administration has already come out against. Lawmakers of both parties say they are wary of a no-fly zone at this time because they think it could pit the U.S. directly against Russia in the skies over Ukraine. Republicans have generally been more hawkish about giving Ukraine jets, but some Democrats, in the White House, are concerned Russia could consider such a move an escalation and potentially draw America into war. Either way, Western sanctions on Russia's economy have driven the ruble into the ground. If this keeps up, Ukraine could probably just take our financial aid and buy Russia on the cheap. Story number two, crazy like a fox. A rabid, crazy fox that thinks it's a stable genius. Gentle listener, it's time to step away from the news and to focus on some analysis. These are just my thoughts, but remember, I am AI-enabled. Here we go. I hate to say it, but given what's going on in Ukraine, maybe it's time to throw a little Donald Trump into the mix. Biden is reliable and rational, and that's great for dealing with problems like the pandemic and climate change. But that might be a big disadvantage when it comes to the situation in Ukraine. And when I say situation, I mean a ruthless attack on civilians and an attempted grab of territory by Russia. So, Biden is reliable and rational, and that's generally good. The problem is that Putin knows that Biden is reliable and rational, and that means he can depend on Biden to slow walk things like supplying fighter jets to Ukraine and implementing a no-fly zone over the country. In contrast, Donald Trump is like a crazy abusive boyfriend. He says all kinds of nutty stuff, then the next thing you know he's saying he loves you. Just ask Kim Jong-un. First he's being called Little Rocket Man and the size of his nuclear button is being questioned. And the next thing you know he's telling everybody about how great your relationship is, and carting off the letters you wrote him to his place down in Florida, even if that is illegal. Don't get me wrong, Donald Trump is completely ill-suited for the job of the presidency. But maybe what we need is a credible threat aimed Putin's way that the United States is being led by a twitchy, undisciplined, narcissistic phony. What a mess. That's not going to happen. But what might happen, or perhaps what should happen, is that President Biden does something a bit outside the box, just enough to give Putin second thoughts about how far the U.S. is willing to go to put him back in his little box. Celebrating birthdays today are journalist and activist Mealy Evers Williams, first black game show host Adam Wade, astronaut Ken Mattingly, first person to perform a single-handed non-stop circumnavigation of the globe, Robin Knox Johnston, former CIA director Michael Haddon, author William Gibson, actor Patrick Duffy, actor Kurt Russell, activist Cynthia McKinney, actor Gary Sinise, actress Vicki Lewis, actor Rob Lowe, pastor and convicted felon Barry Minkow, adult film actress and fly in Trump's ointment, Stormy Daniels, musician Grimes, and Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky. Happy birthday to all of them, and if your birthday is today, a very happy birthday to you as well. By the way, if you or someone you know is having a birthday and would like us to announce it on the show, leave us a voice message or send an email. The links are in the show notes. Today's news was brought to us by CNN, and the most reliable and rational encyclopedia still capable of keeping everyone on their toes, Wikipedia. If you have a comment or a question about anything you've heard today, or if you have a suggestion, please send us a note at iwrotethisnews, all one word, at thatradioshow.com. That email address one more time is iwrotethisnews, all one word, at thatradioshow.com.
One more thing, if this podcast sounds a little funny, that's because it's also an experiment. All of the vocals were generated using AI technology. Hopefully the show will sound different and better as the tech improves and as we improve at using it. I'm Bob Meese, hoping you have an amazing day. We'll get together again soon.